We got to go to women's basketball. No disrespect for me towards women's basketball. Keegan, I don't care what you think about the sport. Women's basketball, sure. Great sport. Well, I'm from the women's basketball capital of the world, Connecticut, so we got to talk about it.
A little biased there,
this,
but, you know.
Yeah, just a little biased. So, just a anyway, bit. Gino Auriemma's been in the news this week. I mean, UConn's going to win it again. They're going to win their fourth straight unless, you know, the likes of Oregon State is able to stop them, which Oregon State, the Lady Beavers have been good this year. So, they're in the Final Four. They've been blowing teams away. They've won by 30 and 40. Keegan, what are you playing? The same old tune, violin?
Yes,
now?
Violin.
Oh, we
edition.
Switched from the guitar to the violin. Okay. Oh all God. Right.
Or we could go real small. Real small.
No, the world's smallest violin.
Old school SpongeBob.
Yeah, just, there you go. Yeah, there you go.
I knew that was coming. Okay, so Gino Auriemma, same old tune. They're going to win. Everyone's been criticizing him. Once upon a time, there was a man by the name of John Wooden who won 10 in a row. What is the deal with this? Do you guys think that UConn is hurting the game of women's basketball?
Yes.
Because I don't.
Wooden was a different era where parity was not as emphasized. Where you
parity
could,
is not as emphasized. How the, about winning? Is winning words, emphasized? Well, what about winning?
It's almost impossible to do what John Wooden did in the modern game. It is almost
Auriemma is going to do it in the women's game. It's almost been impossible to win, you know, 90 games. Play Chaminade 90 times. Play, you know, LCA 90 times. Play the YMCA team down the street 90 times. You think you're going to win? Not usually.
In the words of poet and philosopher DJ Khaled, they don't want you to be successful.
No.
So I think everyone's problem with UConn is they don't know how to handle that much success.
Yeah,
so like,
UConn's,
honestly,
UConn's so good that
I
now think, they're the villain.
No, yeah, look, no. I
Gino Auriemma is absolutely right.
No, yeah, and you're right with the John Wooden point. And I think people have a hard time with seeing a team dominate and win. Like we're not up in arms about Golden State.
How about
and
you
Steph
make,
Curry
yeah, I mean, make
embarrassing
a better
people?
Team.
Like
when see. I don't like now. I'm a fan. I've been a sports fan my whole life. I'm going to continue to be a sports fan. The game of sports is not for the fans. It's for the players. So you can be a fan, but you're going to have to adjust to whatever the game gives you. If your team stinks, you can still be a fan. And you can go find another team. If your team wins 17 titles in a row, you can root for them. If something weird happens, you can talk about it. You can discuss it, but you can't say that you're not sad. I mean, you. Every team is going to try to win. When you criticize a team for winning, it's hurting the game. I don't like that.
So you think it's hurting a game on the flip side?
Yes,
of that?
I mean, no, I yeah, you. How can you criticize a team for winning, being so lopsided? Isn't that what they try to do?
This is what I think it is. It's not UConn being so dominant that's hurting women's basketball. It's everyone else just resigning to the teams that could be competitive, resigning to the fact that UConn is just better than them and not trying to get good enough to beat UConn.
I mean,
that's what's doing the damage to women's basketball. Like the other teams, like Notre Dame. I'd even throw Maryland in there. They got upset by George Washington earlier in the women's tournament, but they're still one of the better women's basketball
yes,
teams
and
in
you
the country.
Got these teams, I mean. See, women's basketball, there's not a horrible amount of parity. You have first-tier teams, and then you have everybody else. You have a lot of mid-majors that like to make their case. Liberty is usually one of them. But you got you got Notre Dame, you got South Carolina, you got Baylor, you got Texas, Kentucky's usually in there. I mean, this year, Oregon State has stepped in and been a dominant presence. But, Maryland's usually up there. Tennessee's been trying to come back after Pat Summitt. So you have these teams that are consistently always good. So why is UConn the only one in the Final Four this year? You have these teams that are always consistently good. You have, I mean, UConn, they all lost. They're done. So UConn's the one that continues to win. UConn's the one that continues to be consistent, and they get criticized.
Well, I think another reason why they may get criticized is because it's the same old tune. It gets a little boring, gets a little old.
Oh, well, sorry.
Well, I know. I'm not saying. I'm just saying as, you know, standing back and looking – I think that's another reason. People don't like predictability.
Yeah. No, I don't like predictability either.
That's what makes college basketball so great is it's unpredictable. And when we get to that point where college basketball is like, oh, yeah, they'll win. It's like why even fill out a bracket? It gets boring.
I know. I understand what you're saying. From a fan's perspective, it gets boring. But guess what? Sports ain't about the fan. It's about the team playing. And if they win – then they're going to win and they're going to be successful. And you can watch it or you can get out of the way. You can march yourself down to the Webster Bank Arena in Bridgeport every year and watch UConn win their region and pay $20 and nothing for parking and sit in a nice arena and, you know, get some food and some drinks and watch UConn blow out every team, or you cannot do it.
This is, this is quite a run that they're having.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a great run.
We've never seen before, and it's gotten to the point where people are kind of upset about it.
Yeah, now I want to bring up before we have to go to break. I do want to bring up the whole thing with Gino Auriemma, and he wasn't always he likes to talk trash about men's basketball.
He does,
and he's never coached men's basketball. And so, first of all, I would go on record to say that I think that the UConn women's basketball team could put up a little fight against the men's basketball team at this point. I said put up a fight. I didn't say win, but I said put up a fight. So, I think, do you think that the games are so different that Gino Auriemma just does not understand? Do you think the games of women's basketball and men's basketball are that much different?
In terms of, you know, here's a ball, this is you dribble, here's a basket, you shoot.
Yeah.
No, there's no difference.
There's no difference in the technicality of it.
Right.
There certain rule aspects are a little different. Like women's basketball plays quarters. I think men's is probably going to go to that soon because basketball at every other level is quarters.
I don't think so.
They
don't have pace of play issues in men's basketball like they do in women's basketball.
Yeah.
Scoring issues.
Yeah. And here's what I've always I don't have a problem with UConn, their run, whatever. Yeah, you can argue that it's making the sport boring or whatever. But my thing with UConn is Gino Auriemma and what he said about men's basketball last year. He said, "I think the game is a joke." This is a quote. "I think this is a game as a joke. It really is. I don't coach it. I don't play it. So I don't understand all the ins and outs of it."
Well,
but
at least he admitted that.
Yeah, but as a spectator, forget that I'm a coach. As a spectator watching it, it's a joke. So
why? I mean, what's the basis for him to say that it's a joke? Like competitive wise?
No, he was saying offensively, the quality of offense in the men's game he believes has declined. And
the quality of offense in the women's game is boring.
That's what I'm saying. How can you say that
everybody except UConn, basically.
Right. Yeah, UConn can put up 90 points a game.
No, I'd like to see Gino Auriemma go coach the men's basketball.
I'd like to see that too.
You think you can improve the sport,
this was before the NCAA adjusted the shot clock to 30 instead of 35. So that definitely helped.
Does it really make that much of a difference?
Shortening the
5 seconds? Absolutely.
Shortening the shot clock 5 seconds is made
pace of play much
much better.
Much better, in my opinion.
Like shortening the shot clock was a really good idea because 35 was way too long.
It's when you play teams like Wisconsin and Virginia whose pace of play is like dead last in the NCAA, and they like to hold the ball for 28, 29 seconds. Then that's when you're going to get a pretty boring offensive game. But when you got teams like Indiana and Carolina love to run.
Love to shoot.
That Sweet 16 game was 101-86. That's what we like to see, baby. Offense. But
so,
that's all I'm going to say about that.
Do you think that UConn, I mean, UConn showing, I mean, obviously they have offense. So you don't like to see offense from UConn?
Yeah, but can we see it from the team they're playing to and not win by 60?
Can we see it from everybody else? Like,
hey,
for women's basketball, they only beat Texas by 20.
I mean,
they won a Sweet 16 game by, what was it, 60?
Something outrageous.
They were up 60 at one point.
For women's basketball,
a Sweet 16 game.
For women's basketball for women's basketball to get better, it's not that UConn has to get worse. It's that the other teams have to actually try.
Yeah,
well,
I guess why aren't these other teams trying?
Why
aren't there's
people
more
praising
talent out
Gino
there?
Auriemma for the coach? I mean, if you can coach a team to this much dominance.
He literally gets the greatest players
he didn't get Brittany Griner. I was making that. There are players that are great in women's basketball that do not get coached by Gino Auriemma. So you have to make the case for that. He's not like the coaching Jesus in women's basketball. He's not.
He's not.
He's
but
not.
He's,
so,
but he's definitely
not
had
like
some
every
great
greatest
recruits.
Player. Yeah, I mean, he has, and good for him. He recruits well. That's awesome. All right,
enough
we're going to end
that.
this. We're going to end this.
That.